You're listening to Trade Entrepreneur, the show for business owners by business owners. I'm your host, David Sudworth, and welcome to this week's show. Great to have you back with us once again for the latest Trade Entrepreneur podcast. We're now in August, and for those who are listening who are in the chimney sweeping world, this is heading into what's known as silly season, the time of year between August and December where, quite frankly, everything goes mad. The phone starts ringing, bookings come in left, right and centre, and it's generally the period of time where we have the most activity in the industry. But today's show, and I make no apology for this because I wanted to do this for quite a while, but I think the time is now right to do it, is to talk about to those sweeps who are doing their first silly season. And you don't have to be a chimney sweep for these messages to apply to you. You can be in any trade, but just starting out. And I think it's very important, particularly if you're running your own business as well as doing the manual practical work, just as much as the admin. But there'll come a time in every job where it gets busier. So if you work in retail, generally speaking, the busier times are, again, in the run up to Christmas. If you work in the horticultural sector, then it's usually spring, summer, which is busier. If you work in warehousing, then again, Christmas, always a busy time, depending on what you stock. For sweeps, it's certainly the case that this time of year is the busiest one. So with that in mind, I want to just go back to my own first silly season, which feels like a long time ago now. But I remember it very well because at the time I was actually working a full-time job as well as sweeping. So I'd basically do my 9-to-5 job, sitting behind a desk, and then do sweeping in the evenings and weekends. I say weekends only. I usually only did Saturday. I had Sunday as a day of rest. But nevertheless, I'd sometimes do one or two sweeps after work, which meant quite long days. And I remember in my first year, I actually took a whole week's holiday to do sweep bookings because I got so many, it just became impossible. I couldn't fit people in. I was literally losing money hand over fist. So that was a big thing because I know in that week I filled those days very easily. I just thought, wow, that prompted me to make a decision because I knew that if I carried on just giving the business not even really part time, it was kind of minuscule amounts of time, then at some point very, very close by, I would actually start harming the business. So I had to make a decision, and very, very shortly afterwards, I went full time with another, and then took a smaller part time job alongside it as well. So I was in my first silly season, I found it so difficult, and you feel like the weight of the world's on your shoulders. And I thought it'd be good to go through these because I know that although it's obviously this is called Trade Entrepreneur, a lot of chimney sweeps listen to this because clearly that's the industry that I'm in, and a lot of people who know me listen to this podcast, and they know me through the sweeping side of things. So this is all about surviving your first silly season, really, and being able to learn lessons from it. And trust me, you'll learn a heck of a lot of lessons. Just to give you some context, like I say, my background was in non-manual work. I'd done white-collar jobs before, so not only was it a new skill I was learning, I was also learning it on the physical side as well as the mental side, because my body wasn't used to manual work whatsoever, not 5 days a week. So I had that element to overcome, and you know, I wasn't someone who particularly went to the gym a lot or anything like that. So there was quite a lot of muscles which were getting a workout for the first time since I left school, really. So that was a very difficult and challenging time, but I got through it. And it's funny, actually, I was having a chat this week to a new sweep who said they did two jobs in the day and they felt shattered. And I said, that's perfectly fine. Trust me, it won't be like that in a few years, but do what you got to do at this particular moment in time. So these are my big tips for surviving silly season. The first thing to remember about silly season is you will make more mistakes than normal. And the reason you'll make more mistakes than normal is because you're doing more jobs than normal. So what tends to happen, and what I found, is that a lot of established sweeps in your area, they will end up getting their regulars back at this time of year. And by definition, friends of friends as well. So they grow their business by word of mouth. You haven't got that because you're a new sweep. So what you tend to end up with, quite frankly, in a lot of cases, is the leftovers. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, just a case of people ringing around sweeps, they're too busy. So they get to the person with the most availability, and the person with the most availability is the one who's usually the newest. So because you haven't got the amount of regulars, and you haven't got the long waiting list, so you will get literally everything. And in terms of silly season, you tend to get more customers also who perhaps haven't had their chimney set for quite a while, and they've started using it and they've found there's a problem. So they want someone out quick. They can't get one of the more established sweeps out quick, so they come to you. So you will. I know in my first silly season, I just thought that I had the world's filthiest chimneys just dumped on me, and God, that was difficult. When you're new, everything is a challenge. Some of these chimneys, even now, I consider them a bit of a challenge. Back when I first started, even more so. So the more jobs you have, the more experiences you get. And by definition, you learn from your mistakes, and that is what gives you the experience going forward. So you will make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with making mistakes. The biggest problem with mistakes is if you don't learn from them. If you learn from them, fine. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone is human. There's nothing wrong with it. So this idea that everyone is going out there and doing 9-10 jobs and they're sailing through it and they never make any howlers, everyone does. You know, it's not just you who's quote unquote messing everything up. Other people are doing it as well. What you got to do is you've got to act professionally, you've got to try your best, you've got to slow down, take your time. And there's usually nothing that can't be sorted one way or the other. So in terms of making mistakes, it's just something which is going to go hand in hand with getting experienced. And of course, in a busy time, you'll by default make more of them. Following on from that, a typical silly season thing is that you'll go home and you'll end up kicking yourself because you made mistakes, and you'll just chew over it time and time again. I know a few times when I first started out, I sat there and I thinking, why the hell did I do that? Why was I being so, why didn't I notice this or that, and it, again, it's perfectly natural. If you don't do it, I would suggest it's probably because you don't probably care as much. Because those people who do care, they do dwell on things quite a bit. Now, you can get to a silly point where you dwell on it far too long, but everyone is different. If you just brush it off and say, oh, well, never mind, I would imagine that you're probably not learning from that. You're probably just making excuses that, oh, it was just one of those things. Most mistakes are made because you failed to do or not do something. So every mistake is completely avoidable, and the important thing is to learn from them. So by kicking yourself, by dwelling on it for an acceptable period of time, that's a good thing, because it shows that you are thinking about, you're going back over the process. Why did I do that? How did that happen? Would it have been easier if I'd done this? Should I have looked at that? All these things. it's you learning, because when you're out on your own, the only person you can learn from is you and the experiences that are in front of you. You're not in the classroom anymore. Yes, you may have your manual with you and all those things, but generally speaking, you are there on your own, and you're the one who has to make the call. So if things go wrong, it is quite normal to pull yourself up over it. My advice is use it as a positive experience and learn from it. The third thing is, if you are in doubt, reach out and ask for help. There's so many people who have this stupid hang up about, it's a sign of weakness asking for help. No, it isn't. Don't be silly. It's not. It's nothing of the kind. If you're asking for help, it means that you're willing to accept advice and learn. And if you do that, you're in a much better position than someone who's just bungling along, sometimes making a complete hash of things. I know yesterday I had a call from a trainee chimney sweep quite close to me who is just starting out, got to the first job, and there was they found there was a problem. So I said, send us a picture. Got the picture and just rang them back. I said, all right, this is what you do, etc. And it worked in the end, and that was great. So by them reaching out for help, they saved themselves probably 25, 30 minutes of fumbling around for themselves. And, you know, the last thing a customer wants when you're in their home is for them to not have confidence that you know that you don't know what you're doing. The customer wants to just let you get on with it. They want to know that they've got a professional in their house, and professionals ask for second opinions. Go to hospitals, you go to doctor's surgeries, they will always get another doctor in for a second opinion on some things. Now, I'm not being funny. If doctors can do it, then chimney sweeps definitely can do it. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with getting a second opinion on things. It actually shows strength of character. It's not a weakness. And anyone who thinks it's a weakness is actually wrong and doing themselves and their customers a massive amount of damage and disservice. Asking for help is the way that you learn. The fourth thing is, during silly season, you will be shattered. You'll be aching. Like I said at the beginning, there'll be muscles that you never knew existed. Then you're thinking, God, I ache so much. Particularly in sweeping, where you're on your knees a lot and you're hunched in certain positions, or you probably got your neck at a funny angle, or your hands you're in a certain position where it's difficult to get to a sweep hatch or something like that. You will be tired. And not only that, you'll also be mentally tired, because a lot of stuff is going in from the first time. You're seeing your first tarred up chimney. You're seeing your first bird's nest. You're seeing your first external soot hatch. You're seeing your first clay liner. All these things. Some of these things you'll be seeing for the first time. And you'll be thinking, great, I can now get this experience. And you think, how do I tackle this? I know my first year bird's nest, oh my God, they were so tiring. I mean, it was just before rotary power sweeping was coming out, which, if you're not a chimney sweep, is basically rods and a whip head on a drill, which makes sweeping and taking out bird's nests particularly quite much easier. I found it so hard doing it manually. I still find nests, you know, I don't know anyone who likes doing nests, just because they take so much amount of time. They're very dusty and dirty. So those added jobs where you're exerting yourself physically, you very much when you put all those things together, you're quite tired. So, you know, be kind to yourself. Get an early night. Take a day off here and there if you want to. There's no point going out when you're physically and emotionally shattered, because you're not doing yourself or your customers any favours whatsoever. Get rest. Pace yourself. And don't worry about the idea about keeping up with other people. Go at your own pace, and that way you'll do the best you can possibly do. And the final thing to know is that at the end of this, you will have learned so much. Silly season, your first silly season is your biggest learning curve. When you think from now until January, the amount of stoves, open fires, tarred up chimneys, etc., etc., that you'll see, you'll be so much more experienced in January than you are now. So get ready for a really, really big learning curve. But enjoy it, because every chimney sweep that does this job has had to learn. No one is born with a brush and rod in their hand. And even people who are born into chimney sweeping families have to learn how to sweep. So this doesn't come to people automatically. They have to learn all the various techniques. I think I've become a lot more aware of this since I became a chimney sweep trainer for the Guild of Master Chimney Sweeps myself, because one thing I forget now, as someone who's a fair few years down the line, is that you actually forget how much you know, and you can kind of forget how hard it was in the beginning, and how many errors that you made, and how many things which, if you went back to it now, you probably think, I'd probably look at that a different way. So, you know, don't beat yourself up, but understand that you will beat yourself up. Like I said, you will make mistakes. But ask for help. You know, if anyone wants to contact myself for help, that's absolutely fine. I get calls from sweeps all across the country asking for advice on certain bits and pieces. Now, I'm not the oracle on chimney sweeping at all, but I'll always offer help where I can, because I think it's important. We're quite lucky in this industry where we've got some very kind people who will share their wealth of experience with others. Certainly on a local level, make friends with your local sweeps. The vast majority of people are more than happy to, for you to ring them up and get a bit of advice from them. I've always said to people who come out with me, they are more, give us a call whenever. I'll do my best to help you. And you can build a nice little network of fellow sweeps in your area who you might pass work to, or you might, you might just chew the fat over certain things. That's great. That's one of the good things about our industry. There are people who are a bit, they're not like that, and they're a little bit, they're quite suspicious, and they're taking my business and whatnot. Well, you're going to get that in every trade and every walk of life, but as in every trade and other walks of life, you will also get people who are quite open and, willing to welcome you and, help you, and for it to be a mutually beneficial relationship. So there's my 5 tips for surviving your first silly season. Hope you enjoy it. It's like I say, it's a massive, massive learning curve, but it's one that you have to go on. And this year particularly, I think I expect it to be very busy with the cost of domestic fuel bills going up, with more people at home because of working from home and all that kind of thing. I think it will be a much busier time than maybe previous years. So we'll see how things go. But have a great silly season. Enjoy it. And like I say, don't forget to ask for help. So thanks once again for joining me on Trade Entrepreneur Podcast. Like I always say, if you want to give a comment on anything we've been discussing today, give us a shout. My email address is david@trade-entrepreneur.co.uk. If you're on Spotify, on Amazon Music, on Apple Podcasts, you can hit the subscribe button and that will tell you when the next show is available. We're on Facebook and we're also on Twitter @TEPShows. So thanks once again for joining us on Trade Entrepreneur. Have a great week. Enjoy the start of silly season. And we'll see you all again very soon.